This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Gujarat today. During his visit, the Prime Minister will participate in a program at the Dediapara in Narmada district on the occasion of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, marking 150th birth anniversary celebrations of legendary tribal leader and freedom fighter Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 9,700 crore rupees aimed at uplifting tribal communities and improving infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. The projects focus on infrastructure, health, education and heritage with particular emphasis on tribal empowerment. Centres marked 15 November as Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, recognising the importance of keeping tribal history alive. Over the years, this observance has expanded into Janjatiya Gaurav Week, celebrated across ministries and states with cultural programs, exhibitions and educational activities that bring the legacy of tribal heroes to life. We have more from a correspondent.
Over the past decade, the vision of tribal development has expanded into a nationwide mission. Today, 42 ministries actively contribute to tribal welfare through the Development Action Plan for Scheduled Tribes. The government has continuously emphasized the development of museums and memorials dedicated to tribal freedom fighters. 11 museums have been approved across 10 states, with 3 already inaugurated, including the Bhagwan Birsa Munda Memorial Park Cum Museum in Ranchi. Public spaces like Rani Kamlapati Railway Station, Tantia Bhil University and statues of Alluri Sitarama Raju and Birsa Munda reflect the ongoing effort to embed tribal legacy across the country. The publication of books, comics and digital material narrating the story of tribal heroes has transformed the way the country remembers its tribal freedom fighters, ensuring their stories reach every generation. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The ruling National Democratic Alliance, NDA, secured a thumping majority in the Bihar Assembly elections, winning 202 seats in the 243-member House. The results for all the constituencies were declared by the Election Commission last night. A party or an alliance needs 122 seats to form the government in the state. The BJP emerged as the largest party, winning 89 seats. Its ally, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar-led Janata Dal United, won 85 seats, while Union Minister Chirag Paswan-led Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas, bagged 19 seats. Hindustani Awam Morcha Secular, headed by former Chief Minister Jitan Ram Manjhi, won 5 seats, while Upendra Kushwaha-led Rashtriya Lok Morcha bagged 4 seats. The RJD-led Mahagathbandhan managed to win only 35 seats. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi stated that the victory in the Bihar Assembly elections is a mandate for the politics of development and a rejection of the politics of nepotism. Addressing party workers at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi last evening, Mr. Modi said that this is a victory for the women of Bihar who had to face the wrath of RJD's Jungle Raj.
Bihar mein kuch dalon ne tushtikaran wala MY my formula banaya tha. पर इस जीत ने एक नया MY फॉर्मूला दिया है और ये है महिला और यूथ और इसमें उनकी इच्छा उनकी आकांक्षा और उनके सपनों ने जंगल राज वालों के पुराने सांप्रदायिक माय फॉर्मूले को पूरी तरह ध्वस्त कर दिया है.
The Election Commission has informed that over 46 crore enumeration forms have been distributed among electors since the launch of Phase 2 of Special Intensive Revision SIR drive of electoral roll on the 4th of this month. It is 91% of the total 51 crore electors to be covered in this phase. In men's cricket, host India will resume the first innings at the overnight score of 37-1 against South Africa on day 2 of the first test match at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. The match will begin at 9:30 a.m. In shooting, former Asian champion Isha Singh clinched a bronze medal in the women's 25-meter pistol event at the ISSF World Championship Rifle and Pistol in Cairo, Egypt yesterday. This is her first individual senior world championship medal. Overall, India are in third position of the medals table with 3 gold, 5 silver and 4 bronze medals, behind China with 10 golds and South Korea with 6 golds. And that is the end of this news bulletin.